This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am at the National Biodiesel Board Conference here in Las Vegas, and I am with Russell Teal with BioDiesel. Russell, how are you?
Great.
Well, thanks for joining us. You were actually one of the recipients of the Innovation Award, and we were talking a little bit ago about sort of the history of biodiesel. So, you know, you've been around biodiesel for a long time. So, you know, walk us through a little bit sort of how you got to where you started and where we're at today.
I actually got started when I read an article in a marine trade magazine about a guy that had gone around the world on biodiesel, and I thought, well, this guy's crazy, but what's biodiesel? And ended up calling the National Biodiesel Board. They had just changed their name, and talked to Kenlyn Johannes and Alan Weber, and they wanted to know about biodiesel use in a marine application, and I wanted more of the details about what was going on. And at the time, I was the president of the National Boat Owners Association. So, I said, well, if you really want to find out, you know, you should do a survey and hand out samples at the fuel docks. And one thing led to another, and they ended up hiring our company to do the marketing study down in the Florida Keys where I lived. And one thing led to another. We started doing, you know, consulting for other companies, but the problem with being an entrepreneur and being a consultant is that if your client doesn't take your advice, you know, you're absolutely sure it's right, of course. And so, we went out and raised money and built a process demonstration unit here in Las Vegas based on laboratory tests that we'd run. We had some support from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Department of Defense. And we're able to successfully make biodiesel from used cooking oil. We wanted to have a multi-feedstock facility that was modular in nature, and we were able to do that through a series of upgrades to the plant. And at this point, we've done five commercial facilities. We're working with the U.S. Navy, with the Naval Facilities Engineering and Expeditionary Warfare Center under a cooperative research and development agreement for the last 10 years. The Navy's committed to a 50% reduction in fossil fuel use by 2020. And so the guys at the Naval Base in Port Hueneme are charged with making that happen. So. We operate out of the National Environmental Technology Test Site, and look at different biofuels technologies and bioenergy and bioproducts. That's why we've changed the name from Biodiesel Industries to BioDeco, because it's more a broad range of energy products. But our core function is still the biodiesel production.
So, Russell, when was this first demonstration plant built here in Las Vegas?
That would have been in 1998 and 1999, and when we successfully demonstrated it, it was part of a mobile unit. It kind of looked like a hot dog stand, and we would take it around to different parts of Nevada and California looking at different feedstocks. You know, the idea was to demonstrate that you could make biodiesel from a lot of different feedstocks and to make people aware of biodiesel. I mean, it was in those days it was bio what, you know, what's this stuff? And to be able to show that they could actually, you know, convert their used cooking oil and other feedstocks into biodiesel, run it in the trucks, and see the immediate difference in the emissions. And so we did that all over, developed a real following for biodiesel, both, you know, with the fleet managers and with the regulators. You know, they didn't know what was going on. And some of those contacts, which were fairly low-level people, now have risen up through the ranks and are in leadership positions. So it's nice to get an early start on things and then grow with the industry and the regulators. So
Russell, were you then considered one of the original multi-feedstock technologies?
We were. At the time, it was all soybean oil-based plants, and we wanted to do multiple feedstocks. And so, you know, the idea was, what is the science behind it? We would have gladly purchased a plant that could do that, but there was nothing available, so we had to go through the engineering and design for doing it. I'd done some consulting for a facility that was built in Lakeland, Florida, that wasn't successful, and they were, it was a purpose-built plant, and so the value of it was scrap metal, basically, at the end. So I wanted to build modular equipment that could be transported anywhere in the world, and then add to it to increase production, or if it didn't work out, you didn't have stranded capital. So the next project we did after Las Vegas was in Australia, and that was the first biodiesel plant in Australia, and it's operating to this day without subsidies. Andrew Hill is here, as a matter of fact. So they're celebrating their 10th year in operation. They sell to BP and Caltex, which is Chevron and Shell, and it's a success. But that's based on used cooking oil as well. We're doing a lot of work with different feedstocks because there's only so much used cooking oil, and you know, we were one of the first ones to use it. Actually, the first one to use it commercially, you know, for large scale fleets. But now lots of people are doing it, and so that resource is becoming more and more precious and expensive, and so in order for the industry to grow, there needs to be new feedstocks. So we're doing a lot of research with the Navy on different feedstocks for different climates and that grow on marginal soils. You know, with California, the indirect land use change is a big factor, and so we're trying to find crops that can grow in salty soils with low water. Poor soil conditions, intercropping in between other crops, rotational crops, you know, things like that. So we're doing a lot of work with the California Energy Commission and UC Davis, a great agricultural school.
Well, great. Well, you definitely deserve the Innovation Award, and I hope to see you here 10 years from now, and we can talk about the new feedstocks that you've developed.
Hopefully it's faster than 10 years.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.